It's Thursday, December 1st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Insightful data from the legal field on technology use and the U.S. lagging Europe on sustainability in tech. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted a series of reports from Law Technology Today, which I'm linking to as I summarize their findings. In the awkwardly named American Bar Association 2022 Legal Technology Survey Reports of Law Office Technology and Technology Basics and Security, data is summarized to try and break down technology use across solo practitioners, firms of 2 to 9 attorneys, firms of 10 to 49 attorneys, firms of 50 to 99 attorneys, firms of 100 to 499 attorneys, and firms of 500 or more. Desktops are on the decline in favor of laptops, unsurprisingly. In 2019, 57% of respondents reported using a desktop as their primary computer. In 2022, 41% of respondents reported using the desktop as their primary computer. 56% of respondents reported using a laptop as their primary computer, including 45% using a laptop docked with one or more monitors. More interestingly, practice management software, which would be the specific line of business app for lawyers, 63% of the respondents reported the availability of case and practice management software at their firm. The availability of practice management software has increased steadily in every demographic since 2019 regarding the use of case and practice management software. The percentage of respondents for solo practitioners rose from 32% in 2021 to 45% in 2022. For firms between 10 and 49, the number increased from 22% to 40%. And for firms of 100 or more attorneys, the number went from 17 to 19%. For larger firms, this number has remained relatively steady since 2019. However, the percentage of respondents in firms from 2 to 9 attorneys who actually used case and practice management software dropped from 61% to 46%. On security, the majority of respondents use some form of security tools in their practice, ranging from two-factor authentication at 53% to virus scanning, 64%, to mandatory passwords, 74%. Reviewing the data, the use and implementation of encryption tools should remain a focus of concern. Only 40.1% of those surveyed used encryption for their email, and 49.2% used encryption for their files. The fewest percentage of users came from firms with 2 to 9 attorneys at 30.4% for email and 34.8% for files, with the greatest number of those using encryption being in firms of 500 or more, 53.3% for email, 76.7% for files. And finally, let's look at cloud usage, with the survey author's note lags behind overall market. In 2022, 70% of respondents reported using cloud computing, up from 60% in 2021. For solos, cloud usage moved from 52% to 84% in just 1 year. Lawyers continue to use popular business cloud services like Dropbox, 66%, Microsoft 365, 59%, Microsoft Teams, 51%, iCloud, 21%, and Box, 18%, at rates far higher than dedicated legal cloud services. Why do we care? This is industry-specific and useful to those who serve the legal space and those who don't. I won't dwell on the PC data. That should be obvious. It's the practice management software data I wanted to focus on. Availability versus use. There's a real gap. It speaks to not needing more technology and instead using the technology a business has. Training, consulting, and further implementation are obvious solutions here. And what better pitch to customers than helping them be effective with the technology they already have versus needing more? I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that this is also a failure of the technology and tech services industry. If customers have tools they bought and don't use, that's a problem. One to address for sure, just important to recognize the problem first. Super valuable data here. In data from Canalys, U.S. channel partners are trailing behind Europe on sustainability. According to research by Canalys and Schneider Electric, 75% of European partners have already at least one person focused on environmental, social, and governance, more than 75% of customer RFPs have sustainability criteria included. A reason? Regulation. Quote, "The European Union has got various regulations in place, but each individual country in Europe has different regulations as well. For example, in France, there's a regulation where at least 30% of public sector RFPs must contain refurb equipment. Those things are really driving partners' customers to focus on sustainability in their technology procurement. That is making a huge difference between the European and North American market," said Rachel Brindley, Senior Director, Channels at Canalys. Why do we care? Regulations do shape industries, and that's my obvious point here. I think sustainability is important, and will note that the market will not necessarily come to that conclusion, as the US and European divergence speaks to. In the fight against today's cybercriminals, we are much stronger as a community. That's why Huntress is proud to launch the Huntress Neighborhood Watch Program, a collection of resources designed to help elevate the broader security community. To kick off the Neighborhood Watch Program, Huntress is offering internal use licenses. These licenses will be available to the entire MSP community, regardless of if you are a partner or not, and will give you unrestricted access to the Huntress Managed Security Platform and their team of 24/7 threat hunters. Harden your defenses, protect your own backyard, and better serve your customers by joining the Neighborhood Watch Program. Join the neighborhood or learn more at huntress.com/neighborhood. Thanks for listening. I think we know what time of year it is, as it is National Christmas Lights Day, National Cookie Cutter Day, and National Peppermint Bark Day. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.